Hats off to the genius. Indeed, hats off to the genius. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Hats off to the genius. All around us are people who are thinking for themselves. They're thinking of their own ideas. They're thinking of their own genius. They're thinking of their own wonderment. They're thinking of their own magic. And how great that is. Hats off to the genius. So often, we are reluctant to move on to the new aspects of what we are, to the new genius of what we are, to the new experience of what we are, all because we're a little fearful we might be wrong. But, as in all ages, the people who are not fearful of being wrong move forward and do the wonderful things, the magical things that make this world the exciting place that it is to live. We say that certain things have come along in history and have become a development in history and have become something in history that we have been able to use. And we think that's just wonderful. We think the wheel was wonderful. We think many other things were wonderful. But truly, what is the most wonderful thing that ever could happen to the mind of man? The most wonderful thing that could ever happen to the mind of man is when man lets go of the inner wisdom and lets it come out and lets it shine forth and lets it be how wonderful it is. Truly, that is the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to all beings. Are you ready to be that kind of person that lets it happen, that lets it come forth into your life, into your world, into your experience, that shines forth the imagination of all that is magical and good, things that have never been done before, things that have never been tried before, things that have never been dreamed before? Are you able to be that dreamer? We are, you know. We are natural-born dreamers. We are natural-born beings who look into our inner self and find the magic there, the wisdom there, the genius there that has never been set free before. And we're ready to do that. We are ready to set that genius free now. But how can we let that genius come forth? How can we let that wisdom within ourselves shine out? How can we do that? By thinking our first thought. We have the ability within us to utilize the wisdom of the universe. But our tendency is to think again and again and again of whatever it is. We are not accustomed to taking our first thought and jumping with it. Think about it before you act. Think before you act. This has been a clarion call for so much of humanity throughout life. Think before you act. And when you think before you act, you build within yourself a problem. You don't build within yourself freedom. You build within yourself a problem of being reluctant to speak out, to act, and to think the thoughts that are going to be the magical thoughts, the thoughts that are creative, the thoughts of a genius. Now, a genius oftentimes speaks forth an idea, and his idea may or may not be correct. His idea may or may not be something that is going to be carried out, but it's his idea. And when any of us can build within ourselves the confidence to think our first thought, to act upon our first thought, to live our first thought, to enjoy that genius within us, then truly it's hats off to the genius. The genius are not afraid to do that. They're not afraid to say, have people say, well, that's a mistake. Well, I tried. A genius is always out there moving, being, expressing, living, loving. The attitude of a genius is freedom. The attitude of the genius is, yes, I can think my first thought, I can speak my first thought, I can say what's going on in my mind, because I have trained my mind to let go and let an inner wisdom shine forth. I have trained my mind to let an inner wisdom come out that has always been there. And when it comes out, great things happen. Over the years, I have written many books. And the books that I have written are okay. They're interesting, they're fascinating, they're revealing. But the books that are the most wonderful, the books that are the most beautiful, are where I just let go and let the divine in me shine forth its first thought, shine out its first dream, shine out its first magic, and then it sometimes is so profound that even I find it difficult to understand what I'm saying. I find it difficult to understand what I'm talking about. Now you say, that's silly, that's stupid. No, I find it difficult to find out what I'm talking about because whenever I start to think about it, then I'm in trouble. When I let the divine in me be the wisdom, be the genius, be the magic, and come forth, then I have no trouble. No problems, no trouble. Everything flows just beautifully. As a great painter would paint a painting, he doesn't say, what paint should I use, what color shall I use? He just knows intuitively. He reaches to his palette and takes the colors that are most expressive of what is going on in his thought. The sculptor with his chisel, he takes his chisel, he takes his mallet, and he cuts away from the marble, and he just shines it and trims it and smooths it. The artisan of all nature listens to a greater artist within themselves, the genius within themselves, the divine within themselves. And they let this come forth by thinking their first thought, by not second-guessing, by not saying, is this right? Am I doing what's right? The true geniuses of all life are you and I. Everyone is a genius. It's just a matter of training ourselves to let our first thought be revealed in us. Let our first thought be expressed. Let our first thought come forth and be the magic that it is. And when we do that, then everything works out so beautifully, so wonderfully, so positively. Hats off to the genius, yes, indeed. You might say, open the lid, open the cap, open the hats off, and let it come out. We are all able to do everything that our thought tells us to do. We are all able to think every thought that imagination within us brings to our surface. It brings to our mind, it brings to our being. It's all there. All that the universe is, was, or ever will be is already in our mind. It's already revealed, complete and whole and perfect. It's only up to us to take it and run with it and play with it, be the genius and jump forth and do it and have fun. I love Einstein's statement. He comes up with all these brilliant ideas and then he says, okay, that's my thought, that's my belief, that's what it is. Now let's work on it. And as it's being worked on, some people find it's for them not true. And they try to prove Einstein's theories false. And Einstein merely says to them, okay, if you can prove it false, great. But I know it's right. And that I let go the genius within me. I let go the brilliance within me. And it came out and it is revealed. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Well, hats off to the genius of an Einstein. To the genius of an Einstein in you and in me and in all, when we let go and let the divine in us be revealed by revealing it as we feel it, as we intuitively know it, as we instinctively are aware of it, as we imaginatively dream it and play with it. And if anyone wants to prove it wrong, go right ahead. That's okay. It's not an offense to me. It just shows that you're working to prove, really, to yourself that what I have said and what I have done and what the genius in me is right, and it's right for me, and it's right for all, forevermore. Hats off to the genius. And when you do that, you're letting go of all that is magical, good, and beautiful in you and in the world. Dream your wonderful dream. Live your wonderful magic. Let go and let God in you reveal itself. Let the divine in you reveal itself. Let the allness in you reveal itself. And you'll have the most exciting life that you could ever imagine. And it's a life that is available for everybody because we are all the same. We all have that divine within us, the genius within us. We have the allness within us. And now we let it go with our first thought. Enjoy. Enjoy. I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.